It is one of the facts of our time that college is expensive. It is also generally agreed upon that job prospects and earnings are better for people who go to college. Therefore, lots of people go to college, and they pay lots of money to do so. There is financial aid, of course, and plenty of efforts to create funds to put money away for students who will need the aid. That is part of the mission of Southern Oregon University's foundation, which is about to run a short and intense campaign to bring in more scholarship money. Hava Florendo is the Director of Annual Giving and Development Communications at the SOU Foundation and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Hava, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about what generally goes on first and then how this campaign differs a bit from that.
Sure. So the foundation is always reaching out to our alums and community to help raise funds in support of SOU. And in particular, we've seen a greater interest in really wanting to support scholarships for students. The impact, as you know, for every scholarship is just so great on their lives and on their families' lives. And so there's been a real push in the last year from the foundation board to continue to raise and focus on scholarship campaign. In general, they started with the Honors College, which has launched in the last year and raised the funds to really help that first cohort and second cohort come in. And now we're focusing on a new category of scholarships, which is called the SOU Scholarship, which stands for Supporting Opportunities for Undergraduates.
Seems like somebody could have come up with that acronym a long time ago.
It was made for it, for sure.
It really is, for sure. So it's the Supporting Opportunities for Undergraduates, or SOU Scholarship. And how does this differ from existing scholarships?
The SOU Scholarship was really in response to the need that we saw at SOU, which is we have an overwhelming need for financial aid. More than 80% of our students require it to go to school. And then we saw a real need for our first-generation students, which means they're first in their families to go to school. In Oregon, it seems about 60% of our students coming from Oregon are still first in their families. So that scholarship really will go to our low income and preference for those who are first in their families to go to school.
All right. So it sounds like some documentation is required for the folks to qualify for these scholarships in the first place.
Well, of course, just like other scholarships, we'll have an application process. But we really wanted to launch the efforts for the SOU scholarship in a unique way. And that's where the 100 hours comes in.
All right. Before we get to the 100 hours and the specifics of this, and I don't think anybody's going to stay awake for the entire 100 hours, but it's a short timeline. The 80% need for financial aid at Southern Oregon University, is that an unusually high figure, or is that fairly standard for American college campuses these days?
Of course, it depends on what kind of schools you're attending, but state schools in Oregon, you know, financial aid is generally what students are applying for, especially for public schools. What we also wanted to address was the overwhelming number of students that are graduating with a very high debt rate. And at SOU, they're looking at $24,000 or more when they graduate. And that's for many students just too much to really continue to pursue their education to take out those loans.
Do you find some people who are just not finishing up? They're having to go back into the workforce and hope that they can finish up later on sometime?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of students that we try and assist, especially mid-year, where we'll see that their aid has maybe expired or they've used up all their loans and haven't quite completed their degree. But that number is just overwhelming once they realize how much of their aid is really just loans and they're going to have to pay them back. And that's where scholarships really come into play.
And so how big an individual scholarship are we talking about here through the SOU scholarship if things work out as you plan? And, of course, you haven't gotten to the mechanics yet. We will.
Yeah. The average award will probably be around $2,000, which in my experience of working with students over the last 4.5 years at the foundation, $2,000 can really be life-changing. It's the difference between paying your rent or buying your books, or in some cases, eating. And so that figure is a good one to make a real difference.
So talk about the genesis, then, of the idea for the SOU scholarship, which, again, stands in this case for Supporting Opportunities for Undergraduates. I mean, is this just not radically different from anything you've done before, is it?
The scholarship category is not necessarily. It really was just to address the broadest need that we saw at SOU, and that'll give us the most flexibility to assist the most number of students through either financial aid or, in some cases, through the university community coming and saying that there's a need for a particular students. So it's just so that we have the broadest category possible.
Okay, and now a 100-hour campaign. Whose idea was this?
collaborative effort from the foundation.
Nobody's owning it, right?
I'm not saying.
All right. So, but what's the general idea then? What do you want to do, and why compress the timeline like this?
Sure. So actually across the country, we're seeing these kind of blitz campaigns happen. On the East Coast, it's happened at some fairly large schools, and sometimes they're just for general funds. And it's really not so much about raising the funds as it is about energizing the community and spreading the word. And so in our case, we thought that in order to encourage the community and connect with a lot larger number of people, we would run a blitz campaign that is primarily on social media. So it'll be hosted on the SOU Facebook page and through online giving. So there's an online website that's hosting the whole campaign. And really, it's kind of the idea about getting it viral, getting everybody to share, and with a large group of insiders who can share on social media and through email and through personal asks, obviously, that we can spread the word. And it's about spreading the word for the need as well, and really educating people about how much our students can really benefit from scholarships.
Hava Florendo is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's with the Southern Oregon University Foundation, Director of Annual Giving and Development Communications. And we're talking about the SOU scholarship, SOU in this case standing for Supporting Opportunities for Undergraduates. You can join us on the exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. And you can check us out on Facebook as well, Hava, in our studio live in person. We got a picture of her and stuck that up on our Facebook page as well, so you can check that out there. So Facebook, a component of your campaign then. I mean, how are you going to use it?
Sure. So obviously, as you've seen other viral campaigns on Facebook and social media, we hope that once we start making posts that people will share and like, and then hopefully challenge their friends and family to participate in the program. And there's a real wide variety of ways of participating. Of course, we want everyone to give. And in this case, what's unique about our campaign is it's not about the dollars that we're trying to raise. It's about the number of participation. So we actually have a participation goal, not a dollar goal.
Really? So it's actually looking for numbers of people rather than, that's okay. So what's the participation goal? And there must be a dollar goal somewhere behind there.
Well, we're trying to hit 500 participants in the next 100 hours. And we actually launched the campaign last night during the President's Dinner, the 5th Annual President's Dinner. And we had a great number of participants there, which were getting calculated and up onto the website so that everybody can see the live thermometer action. But the participation goal is really important in this campaign because it emphasizes that as a community, we can really come together to change the lives of students. And not everybody can give $1,000 or $100,000, but everybody could give $5, and everybody could give $20. And together, our collective gifts can really make a difference.
This sounds very similar to a public radio fund drive. If you pardon my drawing the comparisons, it is in a short, compressed timeline. You're looking for 500 new members, as we often do. It's all in my mind fresh because we're starting our campaign next week. Unrelated, of course.
I should have had you do it all for me.
It would have been fun. Meanwhile, while you're helping public radio, help out the SOU Foundation. So 500 participants, and then there must be some idea, though, of a dollar number you would like to hit.
Well, actually, what is really exciting and what we announced last night is that Jed and Celia Meese, who are local philanthropists in our community for a long time, been longtime supporters of SOU, have launched the campaign for us with a gift of $100,000.
Wow.
So right off, we are so lucky because we'll be able to award a significant number of scholarships this year and next year for our students and make a great impact. But they really hoped that their gift would inspire people to give. And it's not about matching their gift. It's just about every gift makes a difference. Every gift counts. And we really just hope everybody will say, count me in.
Wow. $100,000. There's a reason that there are several different structures at the Southern Oregon University named after the Meeses. They are quite generous folks in their donation. So $100,000 to start things off. And then were there other people who threw stuff in the hat as well? It's not a physical hat, obviously.
Not a physical hat. Honestly, I haven't been able to go through all the gifts last night, but there were several $500 gifts and other pledges that we have recorded that I think are going to boost our numbers well beyond what I ever expected.
There must have been some work then. I mean, you mentioned the President's Dinner last night, but there must have been some other efforts going on already to identify potential donors anyway. And is there some pre-outreach, a little, don't know if you call it softening up or something to identify some of those donors and make contact before the campaign actually starts?
Absolutely. We've actually been out in the community talking with a lot of business leaders and making some great connections. And some other people may have heard in the last week or so, we've been having a few spots on various radio stations, as well as KOBI5 partnered and has been running some teaser commercials. And really, Project A has been helping us build this website and get ready to launch this really significant effort. So throughout the community, there's been great support. We worked with, for instance, Lithia. We went over and talked to them about being insiders ahead of time, and they brought a great group of about 50 employees who are all tied to SOU in some way. And they're all excited and ready to share it on Facebook. And as I tell all the students who have been working on the campaign, I only have a few hundred friends on Facebook, but between their my few hundred and their 500 and some people's 1,000, we can really spread the word really quickly.
It's interesting to watch how that can work, though, because if one person shares it and then, you know, six of their friends like it and then a few more of those people share it as well, I mean, it really does get viral, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So what kinds of messages do you put out there that are compelling enough? I mean, is it compelling enough just to say, hey, help out students who would need scholarship money, or do you have to dress it up in something else?
Well, what's really exciting is last night we actually launched the video with a collaborative, or launched the effort, I'm sorry, with a collaborative video that we shot of all the different people in the community who are supporting the campaign, including some of our outstanding alums, Mark Helfrich from University of Oregon, and Ty Burrell was kind enough to send over his clip and his plea for support for the campaign. So it's really about showing that we have a much wider reach than people realize, and that we've impacted lives as a university, and now we can come back as a university together and really help our current students.
Are there big physical events in addition to the president's dinner last night, ways to get people together in the real world as opposed to the virtual world of Facebook and online?
Yeah, today actually you'll start seeing red shirts run about and everybody wearing their Count Me In shirts. The student effort's really happening today, and there's a student group who's really excited to help be part of the process. They understand that they can give, but they can also just help get the word out and wear the shirts and really tell the community that there's an opportunity. So there's a lot of levels of participation, and so there's something really that everybody can do.
Must be tricky, though, I'm thinking, to make sure that you're focused in all the directions. I mean, it's a kind of a 360 view from the foundation. You're not only looking out to the community and potential donors, but also onto the campus behind you, and to try to make sure that students are aware of this and inspired as well.
Yes, absolutely. And as I mentioned before, I didn't get anybody with a surprised face when I mentioned this campaign. They all were just so excited and ready to participate, and we've just had a real outpouring of support. So we'll see. I'm so happy the weather's holding up today so that they can get out, and you'll see it on signs, and obviously we have fantastic buttons that people who can't wear a t-shirt can wear and display, and it's really just about driving energy to the website and to online and to share the campaign message.
All right, so your button is hashtag SOU Count Me In.
Yes.
All right, so that's what people need to use as their handle on social media.
Yes, absolutely.
Are there tweets going out as well? Or is the foundation doing some tweets as well as
the foundation Facebook? Isn't the university is. Mm-hmm. The foundation doesn't have a Twitter. I don't think anybody would follow us on Twitter. but the university is hosting the tweets for that as well. And also the video for that was used last night to launch will be up online. And it's a lot of fun to see all the different people that are supporting the campaign.
So a lot of advance work, clearly, to get to this point. And then the 100-hour started last night. Does that mean it ends, what, Saturday at midnight?
Sunday at midnight.
Sunday at midnight. Yes. Okay. So then a lot of intense work before this time. Is it now just a matter of waiting for things to come in, making sure you keep up the social media pressure and keep the word out there?
We'll continue to drive the energy. Really, it's now about telling the story about scholarships and how they impact students. I get the privilege of working with students all the time and awarding the scholarships and really hearing and seeing the tears that come with every award. And so now we just get to share those quotes online and hopefully people will feel inspired to be part of this amazing event. It's really kind of a historic campaign. Instead of buildings, we're building lives.
If the campaign does what you intend for it to do, I mean, about how many people do you think could be helped by this?
And we expect this year, and this is really all I can gauge off of, to award at least between 20 and 30 students the scholarship. And the reason that we feel it's really important to award students this year is that every fall we see a wonderful matriculation and we have all these fantastic students come, but some of their financial aid packages really just do not make it viable for them to stay. And so we want to help those students make sure they can stay through the rest of the year and really encourage some to graduation. Some just need to get to June.
All right, so 20 or 30 students in the next year. And then, so, I mean, if this works out as you intend it to do through this 100-hour campaign, are you thinking about it again for next year, or is it way too early to even think about that?
Really, I think what's exciting is hashtag SOU count me in can be used for a variety of things. So, you know, as our students come and decide to come to SOU next year, they can send us a great photo with the same hashtag. It's really about inspiring a community and getting everybody something to rally around. Nothing's better than fun branding, and I think it's a lot of fun to be online and in that community with the students.
All right, so the 100-hour campaign between now and midnight Sunday. So through the day Sunday, then Sunday night it's over.
Yes, right. Yes.
And what's the address on Facebook?
I mean,
the whole URL, but yeah.
Yeah, we're at countmein.sou.edu.
countmein.sou.edu.
And there's great information on there, a link as well to all the different ways you can participate by sending emails and Facebook, obviously. Obviously, the giving option is there, and all the live updates for the gifts will be there as well.
All right. Hava Florendo is the Director of Annual Giving and Development Communications at the Southern Oregon University Foundation. We're now in the 100-hour campaign for the SOU scholarship, SOU in this case standing for Supporting Opportunities for Undergraduates. Hava, thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you for having me.